It's the very first episode of our new show. What is the Lord saying to us, and what does he have in store for us this coming year? Right here on Till Zion Sings.
Welcome to Till Zion Sings, a show where we proclaim the next wave of God's glory coming to the earth and connect with God's heart for Israel. This is a place where you'll find encouragement and strengthening and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the nations and to you. From the northeast of Scotland, here is your host, Frank Sway.
Hey guys, welcome. This is the very first episode of our new show, or shall I say, the new revamped show called Till Zion Sings. Now, if you're new, welcome. And if you've been a listener since the beginning, welcome back. Now, for those who don't know, this show used to be called Torah Conversations, where we discuss the weekly Torah portion read in synagogues. But in October, of course, the Lord said to revamp it. And finally, on Christmas Eve, the first episode is here. So this is like a Christmas gift. Okay, so I'm really excited. So if you're listening on Christmas Eve or in the Christmas season, Merry Christmas. Well, in this first segment, I want to share a little bit about just the story behind the new show and how it came about and what the Lord is saying or has been saying about it. So most of you know that this show started in November 2020 as Torah Conversations, where we talked about the Torah portions, weekly Torah portions that Jewish people read in synagogues all over the world, but we do it from a messianic and Christian perspective. So we had one guest every week. And over time, God began to speak prophetically about some of the events that were happening in the world. Some of these portions also became a springboard for prophesying into these events. So over time, this show kind of became like a platform to share what the Lord is saying, which is always good because, you know, the Word of God is living and active. But over time, the name Torah Conversations just doesn't fit anymore. So this October, as the last Torah reading cycle came to an end, the Lord said to officially incorporate the prophetic into the show and make the Torah portion into one segment of the show. So this one show would effectively have officially two distinct emphases, which is the prophetic and Israel. We hear from the Lord and connect with God's heart for Israel. So I asked my pastor, who is a nationally recognized prophetic voice, for confirmation, and this is what he sent to me. Asked God for a word for the podcast and saw a train on tracks coming to a junction, and then the train became two trains at the junction and went along both lines. He says, I'm not sure if this means that the podcast would become two shows or that there are two distinct emphases in the show. Anyway, I submit it to you. So this confirms it. One show, two emphases. But notice the symbolism of the train. I had another dream in October, which when I had it, I didn't associate that with the podcast. But in the dream, I was on a moving train, but I was not inside the train, but outside. And I was standing on one of the steps on the edge of the train outside the door, just holding on to the train. And the train was running alongside the platform on my left. So I was barely scratching the platform. Now the train is a symbolism which I have a history with in dreams. And I knew that moving trains typically meant the move of God, the glory of God. So I asked my pastor again, he's very good at dream interpretation. And he says, yes, that's right. That's what it means. It means glory. It means revival, move of God. But he says, with the emphasis on the platform, I wondered if it has to do with your podcast. And then he told me that the left side generally speaks of the spiritual side of things, so the platform on the left of the train. Now, in the dream, the platform was also not just that one stop, but the whole journey. He says, well, it sounds like a long-term thing then. And then this reminded me of another dream I had back in 2013, where I was also on a moving train, sat on the left-hand side of the train. And the interpretation of that moving train was, of course, about the move of God. But there was also another part of the dream before the moving train part. And that part of the dream would describe a journey that I would be on for the next few years, which unfolded exactly like it was interpreted in the next 7 or 8 years. So now would actually be the time frame for the fulfillment of the train part, which is moving with the glory, riding on the glory train. And with the two other confirmations about the train, I believe now it's time to get on this glory train and ride with it. So on this show, we're going to be discussing and prophesying the moving of the Spirit of God and the glory that's coming. And of course, we're also going to be talking about emphasizing Israel more than ever. Because one of the things that I do believe God is doing is moving the subject of Israel from the periphery to the center. Now, one of the words in the prophetic movement which rings true in my spirit is that he is moving the prophetic from the periphery to the center. But I also believe that he's moving the subject of Israel from the periphery to the center. So we're going to be teaching also heavily on Israel. Now, as I was praying and asking the Lord, what shall I call this show? I heard the words, Till Zion Sings, just out of the blue. And I started searching my Bible, and I found it in Isaiah 35, which said in verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with joyful singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Of course, this is talking about the end of the age when the Lord gathers the remnant of Israel back to the land with the Messiah as their king, as their leader, and they're going to sing. The entire nation of Israel is going to sing to their Messiah, their king. So Till Zion Sings is until that time, until he comes, until all of Israel sings to their king. But then I read early in that chapter, it said in verse 3, encourage the exhausted, strengthen the feeble, say to those with anxious heart, fear not, your God will come. And I was like, this is clear. It's the mission statement of the show. Encourage the exhausted, strengthen the feeble, and say to those with anxious heart, your God will come. In the midst of a global shaking and turmoil, we are to bring encouragement and strength and prophesy your God will come, and prophesy the unprecedented outpouring of God's Spirit on the earth, in the nations, and all of this unto Zion, until Zion sings praises to their God and shines like the dawn. We are going to proclaim this. So this is what the show is going to be about. It's about proclaiming hope in the midst of turmoil, prophesying this revival, prophesying into the next wave of God's glory, and invite the nations, invite his ecclesia into God's storyline of Israel, or connect with his heart for Israel. And it's also going to be a place of equipping for what God is doing on the earth, because he wants you to take part. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about a rod. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to Till Zion Sings.
Hi, it's Lisa Batchelor, host of the Mission Suitcase podcast, where we are unpacking all things missions. And I want to give a huge congratulations to my friend Frank on your new podcast, Till Zion Sings. And I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, Frank. This is Yomar from Spain. I want to say congratulations.
youth podcast. I wish you the best, and also Merry Christmas.
Hi everybody, this is Brian Greenaway, UK director of Mars Israel, and I'm privileged of being a guest with Frank previously on the Torah portion. And I just want to send this greetings and best wishes for the new series Till Zion Sings. Can't wait to hear what's on there. So Merry Christmas everybody, and blessings for 2022.
Hey everyone, Shalom. My name is Yoav Elkayam. I'm a real estate agent from Israel, and I also had the honor to be the first guest in Frank podcast Torah Conversation. And now I want to congratulate you, brother, for your new show, and wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Shalom, hey everyone, this is Bethany wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Canada. And I want to say, tune in to Frank Sway's new podcast, Till Zion Sings, this Christmas Eve. You don't want to miss it. Merry Christmas.
Hey friends, this is Frank Sway. Join me this Christmas as we hear what the Lord is saying right here on Till Zion Sings.
We now return to Till Zion Sings.
Hey guys, welcome back. Now, I want to tell you a story. I wasn't going to tell this story, but looking at the Torah portion this week and the fact that tomorrow is Christmas Day is really significant, just because the themes seem to overlap, because the portion is the birth and raising up of Moses, the deliverer of Israel. And as we know, Christmas is also about the birth of a deliverer. So the story I'm going to tell you is about what God is doing in this hour, which is raising up deliverers. So in December 2019, I met a pastor of a church in the southwest of England, in Exeter, actually, who is a strong intercessor with a huge prophetic grace, who loves Israel. Now, in January, just before the pandemic, she asked me to go and release a word over the region, over Exeter, but also over Southwest in her congregation. And so I reluctantly agreed. So I was pacing around my room that night and not necessarily looking for a word, but I was just praying. And I had those sticks in my room leaned against the wall that were left by the previous person that lived in that room. And I had my eyes on one of them. And the Lord said, pick it up. So I did. I picked it up. And the Lord said, here's a word. Go and tell the pastor it's time to pick up the rod. So I messaged the pastor. I said, has the Lord ever spoken to you about a rod? And she got so excited and said, yes. I'm like, okay, don't tell me. And then I said to her, I said, the Lord is raising up deliverers in this hour. And the rod you have is the rod of authority in prayer and intercession. Now, at this point, I didn't know that prayer was literally this church's DNA. I mean, it should be the DNA of every church, but especially this church. It was birthed out of intercession, a group of intercessors. And prayer and intercession is still their main activity. Now, I didn't know any of this. So I began to speak to her about the journey she and her congregation had been on for the 7-year period leading up to that point. And I compared it to the life of Moses. And I told her some of the things that she and her congregation had to go through and some of the lessons that they had to learn in order to be ready to receive this rod. And I said, the Lord says, it's time to receive the rod. And she just wept. She said, everything you said is exactly what we went through. And I said, there is a rod ready for you to pick up. It's time to pick up this rod. And I also said, there is a rod of Moses, but there is also a rod of Aaron. There's the two rods working together, which spoke of some of the connections and alignments that she and her congregation needed to get into alignment in order to function well. But a few weeks later, after I shared this word with her, this rod showed up outside my house. As you can see, it's an interesting shape. And if you're listening, you can click the link in the description and see a picture. And there's no tree like this nearby. And I believed it was from the Lord. So I took it in, I peeled the bark off, tidied it up a bit. And this is the rod. And I later found out that this pastor also received a rod outside her house, which she also peeled the bark off. I'm going to show you a picture right now. It looks almost identical. And I believe this is a confirmation of the word about the rod of Moses and the rod of Aaron working together, functioning together. And I'm going to talk about what this means in a bit, but I believe it was an angel that delivered these two rods to the both of us as a confirmation that he is releasing the rod of governmental authority through intercession, specifically to the Southwest, but certainly not limited. This word is for the whole nation of UK, but also for the global ecclesia, is that he is releasing, he is raising up deliverers with governmental authority through intercession. And this is especially fitting for Christmas, right? Because the government or governmental authority rests on his shoulders, right? So this is the word of the Lord in this hour. I believe not just for the southwest of England, which has a specific assignment, a specific mantle for the governmental authority, but it's not limited to the southwest of England. It's for the whole nation, but not just the whole nation of England, but for a whole generation, for the global ecclesia. It is that he is releasing, he is raising up deliverers, he is releasing the governmental authority through intercession over a whole generation. He's passing out those rods, he's giving the rod of authority to a generation. He's been preparing up until this point to receive the rod. And this is for you. He wants to use your prayers to shift your nation. He wants to use your prayers to shift a generation, a culture. He wants to raise you up in the secret place and send you out as a prophetic messenger to this generation. And this is the picture of a global ecclesia. And you know, I actually believe that the two rods, the rod of Moses and rod of Aaron, in the hour that is coming, actually symbolizes the Jew and Gentile, the Jewish and Gentile part of the body of the Messiah, the body of Christ. Because you see, Moses didn't have a purpose. Moses had a purpose, but he needed help from Aaron. Moses couldn't talk. He needed support from Aaron in order to function. But Aaron couldn't operate apart from Moses. Aaron could only find his purpose as he was grafted in, kind of, to Moses' purpose. And the two rods function together. This is the picture of the whole body, the whole church, the entire global ecclesia. We are the rod of the Lord, the rod of the King to extend this governmental authority, to shift things. And you know, part of this word also related to Esther and King Xerxes. And as you know, King Xerxes extended his rod of authority and it brought about a divine reversal. And this was also a major word the Lord gave before, right before the pandemic. You know, some of us are waiting and praying and seeing, asking the Lord, when is all this going to end? But the Lord says, I'm waiting for you to pick up the rod of authority in prayer. I'm training you. This is a season of training. And this divine reversal will come when you learn to pick up the rod, when you learn to use the rod. Of course, the ultimate divine reversal is when the King returns, when the Messiah returns to the earth. And this is what we look to till Zion sings, right? But I don't believe what we're experiencing right now is the final tribulation, but it's a dress rehearsal. And the Lord is training us to use this rod of authority to release this divine reversal. And the lesson we learn in this season, the strength that we've cultivated, the growth that we've acquired, we're going to need for the final tribulation to hasten the King's return and to bring about the ultimate divine reversal. So this is the story of the rod, and we are the rod of the King. I want to tell you a personal story. in 2012, the Lord had given me one of the most significant prophetic words that pertains where we are now. And he confirmed the word with, you know, crazy confirmations like snow and rain and flood. But the same week when the snow came to confirm the word, my dad passed away. It was in April 2012. Now, the word of the Lord had to do with a 7-year preparation period. And little did I know that when the snow came in April to confirm the word, my dad passed away. And it was the beginning of my personal 7 years of preparation. Now, my family was living in Northern Ireland at the time, and I was in Aberdeen. So we moved from Plymouth, which is the southwest of England, to Northern Ireland when I was 16. And when I turned 18, I moved to Aberdeen in the northeast of Scotland for university. And it was here that the Lord encountered me. So I was visiting my dad during Easter holidays, and that was when the Lord confirmed the word. And some of you may remember the unusual snow and rain after a 7-day intense heat. But when the snow first came in April, I was visiting my dad in Northern Ireland. He passed away that same week. So after he passed away, my mum came over to Aberdeen to stay with me temporarily for about 2 years. And quite honestly, it was a living hell because she wasn't a believer. She didn't have hope. You know, I was a believer and the Lord had encountered me, but I was very broken as well. So we kind of just inflicted our pains off of each other. It was a mess. Okay, it was a mess. And 2 years later, she decided to move back down to the southwest, not to Plymouth. It was to Exeter, which isn't far from Plymouth, about an hour away. And she bought a house there. And we flew to Belfast and took dad's ashes from Belfast to Exeter to be buried. And I didn't understand at the time. I said, why Exeter? You know, we've never lived there. You know, bury him in Belfast where he died, or bury him back in Plymouth. You know, it's like an hour away from Exeter, right? But she was like, no, Exeter. I was like, okay. So we did. And Exeter has been the home which I've gone back to every year for Christmas for the next few years. It was a crushing season. And then in 2019, the 7-year preparation period ended with the passing of a prophetic man by the name of Paul Kane. And the Lord started speaking prophetically on many things and sent me on various assignments, which we're going to talk more about in future episodes. But some of you who know me would know some of the things that I was up to in 2019. It was a very prophetically significant year. And then January 2020, this pastor in Exeter asked me to release the word. And the Lord gave me the rod, supernaturally. And then the Lord reminded me. He said, do you know why I had your dad buried in Exeter? He said, it was so that there would be a rooting. It is so that the ground of Exeter would have your DNA. He says, this is your rod of authority that I've given you. Go and tell the pastor it's time to pick up her rod. Now, why am I sharing this? Because Christmas is often the most difficult season for some. It's tough. But if you're going through a tough time, if you'll give it to the Lord and allow him to do whatever he wants, whatever he wills, and embrace the crushing if needed, and stand confident and secure in the Father's affection towards you, out of the ashes will come the rod of authority. We'll be right back.
We'll be back to Till Zion Sings.
Hey there, friends. Yoni from Israel, from Israel Revival Ministries, speaking to you from Jerusalem, from the Holy Land, from Israel. And I was asked how it is to celebrate Christmas here in Israel. In Haifa, we have a lot of Russians to celebrate Christmas. In Jerusalem, a little bit. In Bethlehem, in Nazareth, in the Muslim colonies, and the Arab colonies, we see a lot of Christmas being celebrated. But friends, what does it mean? Why do people want to celebrate Christmas? Because of the joy and the happiness of the holidays. They want to experience love and true joy and peace in the end. Jews and Arabs and Muslims and Christians all coming together to celebrate Jesus' birth. But we know that this is not, this is temporary peace which they are looking for. But what we all need as a human race, as all people from many different ethnic groups, is Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who came and died for all of us. He gave his life in order to give us peace with God. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
We now return to Till Zion Sings.
Hey guys, welcome back to Till Zion Sings. And this is the segment where we discuss the Torah portion of the week, which Jewish people all over the world in synagogues read every week. And we're going to discuss that from a Messianic and Christian perspective. And with me to discuss this week's portion, which is Shemot, is no other than Mr. David Guler.
Oh, woo! Wow, guys.
Welcome, guys. David.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. I miss you, and I like your introduction. I mean, it's really
flattering. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You know,
It's really, I'm really glad to have you. I mean, I couldn't think of anyone better to do these portions than you, honestly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And it's our first portion. First portion of the new revamped show.
Exactly, yeah. And congratulations for your new show and for the vision you have and everything you're doing with this show. I mean, it's really also exciting for me to be part of it because I see the journey you're going through, and I'm really glad to see how you advance and then going through and also build this show to something more, you know, something bigger.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's also Christmas, so the first portion that we discuss is on Christmas Day, actually. I mean, Shabbat actually begins Christmas Eve, but Yom Shabbat is going to be Saturday.
True.
So, and this is this episode is going to air on Friday, on Christmas Eve. So it's a really amazing Christmas gift for us all.
Amen.
For me and for our viewers. Viewers. It's not just our listeners now, it's viewers. And it's, it's amazing.
I'm excited now. Everyone's going to see my face in live.
Yes. They know your face. They can see. I mean, they see your pictures and yeah. And also, I've got here my gingerbread latte, and I've got mince pie here. Also for snack, I got some like roast potatoes and a bit of chicken left over from the last meal. So and I got my lights behind me. It's really Christmassy.
The red lighting. Yeah, you have everything. You like the setting is just so seasonal. Yeah.
And you know what, like this side of the bookcase, it's you know, it changes color. Hold on. It changes color.
Whoa.
So you tell me, like, before. Tell me which
color do I like?
Which color do you want?
Wow, it's a hard decision actually, because everything is so beautiful. I like the red actually, you know. The red is like
You like the red?
Yeah, it just has this Christmas look and Christmas feeling, you know.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think this is what I'm gonna do, right? If we have a new guest, like every time, I could ask them, what color do you want that side of the light to be?
And you can check out the guests. You know, you can say for each guest, he chose this color, so it means that he thinks like that, or his personality is something like that. I don't know. You can analyze them.
Yeah. Anyway, like we're not gonna waste too much time on this. We've only got 10 minutes for this segment, but it's okay. But it's Christmas, and the portion I thought is really, really appropriate because Christmas is about the birthing of a deliverer, the deliverer, and this episode, this portion, we have the birthing of the first deliverer to deliver the nation of Israel. Just like the savior of the world, delivering the whole world from the bondage of sin. So I thought it's amazing. And then, you know, in the last segment, I've told the story about the rod. Do you like how I look holding this rod? I look like Moses.
You get the authority right over there, you know. I feel like the authority right here through this Zoom meeting.
All right. This authority is something that God wants to release to a whole generation.
Amen.
This portion, you know, we have a prototype, the kind of deliverer that God wants to raise up, which is Moses.
And we can also see the challenges he went through. It's not easy to be a deliverer. It's not something that you can say just, let's do it tomorrow. I mean, It's lots of responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the lessons you think that we can draw from Moses' life?
It's interesting because when we think about also Christmas story, I mean, how we cannot talk about Christmas story right now.
Of course, yeah. It's Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, when I thought about it right now, like Jesus also was in some dangerous time when he was born, you know, and when he grew up with this really hostile king over his head, which wanted to kill all the boys, and he had to run away to Egypt. So there's something similar also to Moses, which he had to deliver the people. Even though Jesus was not raised to deliver the Israeli nation from the Romans, he had to deliver them from something else. But also Moses, we can think that Moses had to deliver the Israelites from Egypt and Pharaoh, but he also delivered them from their darkness to the light of the Torah and the light of being God's nation, you know. So I think you can really draw many similarities, many lines between these two stories. I don't think it's a coincidence. What do you think?
Right, that's right, that's right. And one of the first things that I notice is that it's the context of God raising up deliverer. It begins with a new king arising over Egypt, and there's chaos, you know, setting taskmasters over the people of Israel. And, you know, there's been a lot of political changes since COVID. And we had an election in America, which many would call a fake election, a stolen election. But nevertheless, God allowed it so that people would begin to cry out to him, because the Israeli nation was living in comfort for 400 years. Majority of that 400 years, but God needed to cause a cry to come out of this people. So he allowed a new king to rise. You know, whether this king is, in this case, a legitimate king, but in many of our cases, it's not. And he's setting taskmasters, you know, this massive control agenda all over the globe with COVID and all that. But God is causing a cry to rise up out of us.
Yeah, I might even object about Pharaoh being a legitimate king, because he didn't remember Joseph. Think about it. Joseph was really important. He was a really key person in Egypt for a long time. Right. He saved his nation. He gave them the prestige even, or all the food they had. So I don't know if he was so really that legitimate, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think the story of Moses also, when he continues, you can see that he was part of Egypt, he was part of it, but he had something in his heart which told him, okay, something is not right here. I mean, I see my brother and sisters suffering under the Egypt hand, and he even killed Egyptian officer just from something in his heart. So you can see this feeling is just the beginning of his journey to being a deliverer. He felt like he's not part of the environment he was living in. He didn't get into his comfort zone of being an Egyptian in the palace, not just in a regular common Egyptian, you know?
Right. So it's in this context where there's a lot of political changes. There's been a political change in Israel, in America, in many other nations. A cry is rising up, you know, even complaints, and people are complaining. And then in this context, God is raising up. God wants to release the rod of authority over people, a delivering people, a people of deliverers that God is going to raise in this hour. And it begins with, it's God's sovereignty to choose Moses, really. But Moses was first supernaturally preserved by God when he realized he was called to be a deliverer. And many of us, you don't know, you're watching this, you're listening to this, you don't know that God has called you to be a deliverer. God has supernaturally preserved your life. You should have been dead, but the Lord kept you. There's somebody watching right now. You contemplated committing suicide, but you didn't do it. I'm telling you right now, God has preserved your life. God has preserved your life, and he wants to use you to deliver many, many more who's going through the same thing that you went through. You're currently going through depression, suicidal thoughts, and God wants to raise you up. So don't do it. So you got to realize wherever you are, I don't know who you are, but you're watching this right now. You're listening to this right now. I'm telling you right now, God has preserved your life. You got to right now, get on your knees and cry out to God. Give your life to God right now. Okay, so God has supernaturally preserved his life, but he realized that God, he had a calling, but he had to learn a few stuff. And one of the first things I noticed that he had to learn is compassion. It's the heart of God, right? Because he saw this Egyptian beating a Hebrew, and he decided to take the matter of justice in his own hands. Yeah. Right? So he took vengeance.
Yeah.
He killed an Egyptian.
He acted from his own heart, you know? I don't think he had many, like, he didn't think about it for a really long time. He just had this feeling and just did it.
And he had to, flee. And then it wasn't until when he had the burning bush encounter, which happens in this, also in this portion. And God says, I've heard the cry. So this time it's a different motivation for deliverer. It's not from a heart of vengeance, but a heart of compassion for his own people. So he encountered the heart of God. And then God gave him this rod, not this particular one. But I mean,
it could be the same rod. You just can't know. I mean,
yeah, you don't know. But yeah. Wait, that means that pastor's rod is not the real one.
Oh my.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, or there are two rods. One of them is the rod of Moses and this one is the rod of Aaron.
Which sounds like a much better explanation. Though it's not really important which rod it is, right?
Yeah, which one it doesn't matter. Anyway, but like the second thing I see is that the first thing I saw was that he had to learn was to realize that he was called to be a deliverer, and then to learn the heart of God, compassion. But the third thing is right here, when he received the rod of authority, he needed confidence, because he asked, how are they going to know that you've spoke these things? You know, says, I'm going to do these things, and then says, who sent you? What am I going to say when they say, who sent you? And God says, I am that I am. He says, I am has sent you.
Amen.
And then, yeah. So it's the revelation of who he is, and also the confidence that he has bestowed upon Moses, right? Just like Jesus received his confidence from the Father also. Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think?
I think it's really important what you said about like God's anointing and the encounter Moses had with God. When you think about it, it just God initiated this encounter. It's not that just Moses really searched, just God called him and took him from his life as a shepherd. And I think also when we look at Moses through this portion, we see a really not so confident person. You know, we can think about Moses as this great leader and a person who did many great things, but he started not with so much confidence. I mean, he was really unsure and and had many doubts and questions and everything. So
that's right.
I think it's also a good testimony for us to think that if we have questions and we are not sure about what we are going to do, or if we are ready for this calling that God has put in your life or my life or Frank's life. God is really patient. I mean, and he has this compassion. He wants us to go through this calling, and he knows that we are not really feeling ready, you know, because many of us don't really feel ready when we are going to do this calling God has gave us, or just this specific thing God is telling us. But he says, trust me, you know, he says, trust me, and I will give you everything you need, all the tools and the rod and also all the power and the spirit to do and say the things that they had to do. So I think when we see Moses, we can be encouraged that we don't have to be really confident, but God will he will give the rest of the confidence that you need.
Yes. Yeah. And this is a revelation that just hit me. I mean, it's not like a new revelation, but it's a revelation that hit me. Is that, you know, many of you watching right now, you know, you say, I don't have a rod. I don't have a supernatural story of being given a rod. God has given you supernaturally rod. That is the spirit of God. That is the most supernatural thing you could ever you could ever receive. It's the anointing of God. It's the authority that's bestowed upon you by the Spirit of God. There's nothing, this rod, physical rod, is nothing. There's nothing on this rod. There's nothing magical about this rod. It's the Spirit behind it that orchestrated the whole thing, that spoke this word that's bestowing authority upon you. So God is going to make you realize that he has called you, and he's going to give you his heart, and he's going to give you. So he takes this rod. He takes this rod and he goes to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, nope.
Did you think it's going to be easy? I mean, did you like really easy. Went? No. No, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Pharaoh is not some guy who you can just manipulate or something. He was really onto his things, and even you really need to remember that God really put a burden on his heart in a way. You know, we don't know how exactly, but he wasn't really easy to convince.
Yeah. But you know, the last thing I saw was that he used the rod to exercise authority over Pharaoh. To plead with Pharaoh, and he initially he didn't say let my people go for good. He just says let us go into the wilderness for 3 days. This is 3 days. To worship God, to make sacrifices to God. And Pharaoh said no. And then he increased labor the Israelites. So when we pray,
what a bad coincidence. Yeah.
So when we pray, things might get worse before they get better. But God orchestrated this way, because if things didn't get worse, if Pharaoh said yes, all they would have gotten was 3 days in the wilderness.
True. And they wouldn't experience the 10 plagues and the wonders of God, the things he wanted to show them. Yes. How would they know God's, God wanted to show his glory. He wanted to show who he is before he met his people for the covenant, So beforehand he had to show himself, and that was I think it's the best way he could show himself, with the plagues, with all his power, and how he just continued doing amazing things, even though Pharaoh, it looks like there's no hope. God just continued doing amazing wonders. It's part of the journey. It's not something like God had to improvise because Pharaoh was not really going with his plan.
He
had a plan from the beginning.
That's right. I remember that. That's right. So when we pray, especially in this last season, especially even last year in the whole election thing, God allowed it. Why did he allow it? We don't know, but he has a bigger purpose. But the encouragement is, when we pray, when things seem to get worse, God has a better plan. So all we need to do is obey. And that's actually another thing that we need to learn, is Moses simply obeyed.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't pray hard enough to make sure he could conjure up enough faith for God to act. Faith is simple obedience. Obedience. It's that.
Yeah. Walking in God's steps, walking in the direction he sent you. And being obedient, and also not using your charisma or your, Moses was not really a charismatic person. We need to remember that. And he was like in the head of this nation for 40 years after that in the desert. So it's not like he was the right person for the mission, but he was God's person for the mission. God chose him. And that's the important thing, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot more in this portion, but this segment is ending. But we're going to talk a little bit more on this we have an extended show for our premium subscribers, our patrons. So if you want to hear the full discussion on this portion, as well as an extended segment on this show, go on to patreon.com/TillZionSings. That's Patreon, patreon.com/till, T-I-double-L, Zion Sings. And so thank you, David.
You're welcome. And everyone here is welcome. And you need to continue listening to this show, because it's just getting more interesting. We're just beginning.
Yes, amen. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. We pray you were blessed, encouraged, and strengthened. For more information on our mission, visit our website, tillzionsings.com. For daily content, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Till Zion Sings. And lastly, for exclusive bonus content and early access to episodes, become a supporting member of the show at patreon.com/tillzionsings.